September 16th, Sharma and Didi, Bhajan class.
Vrinde namaste charanaravindam tvaivasmi tvaivasmi na jivami tam vina iti vigyaya radhe tam nayamam charanantike. First I offer my unlimited obeisances and the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astotara Sitashri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Astotara Sitashri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Today we are beginning our course study of the Bhajan book, Sri Gaudiya Kirti Guj, translated from the Hindi and created under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Srila Gurudev once said in a class, if you sing bhajans and you don't know the translation, then it's just melody and you won't get benefit. You might get some sukritis, but you won't get any bhakti benefits as far as feeling anything. But sukritis come even when we don't know what we're doing. Even if a Muslim or Mohammedan is being killed by a boar and it screams out haram, which means abominable, because he said haram, which also means in Sanskrit, O Ram, alas, Ram, he gets Sukritis for that. So Sukritis are always there. But as far as experiencing bhakti, we don't get that if we don't know the translation and we're just doing melody. Particularly if I'm singing and I'm thinking I'm singing so nicely in this nice melody and I hope everybody's appreciating my nice melody and voice. Gurudev said, that is not at all kirtan. It may be something else, but it's not kirtan and it's not bhajan. Then he said, if you know the translation, but you don't know the deep meaning, then you hardly get any benefit. If you know the deep meaning, but you're not weeping, then you don't get so much benefit. And if you're weeping, but your heart is not melting, then you don't get the full benefit. One might ask, how can I weep without having a melted heart? That doesn't seem possible. Gurudev said, before asakti, the stage of natural attachment for Krishna, our weeping is like crocodile tears. One minute I'm weeping, and the next minute I'm angry. Don't you realize who I am and you didn't listen to what I said? So that's not real spiritual tears, which comes at the time of a melted heart. Then another instance, about 6 years ago, when Gurudev was in England, in Kent, at a Harikatha festival, he came back from a morning walk and sat on the couch and said, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, and we thought, oh, he's going to say something great's going to happen to you. But instead he said, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, you'll be filled with all material desires. Therefore, you should chant bhajans and then chant Hare Krishna, because the bhajans written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Lochan Das Thakur, and other great acharyas, Paramananda, Premananda Prabhu, Govinda Das, any of the acharyas from our line, by singing those songs, our mind changes. The bhajans become like, deprogramming? You've heard of deprogrammers? Well, this is programming. It changes our thinking and our desires. The bhajans are in the first person singular, the I. So I keep saying I, and impressions come in my heart. And Srila Gurudev, I want to be your pure devotee. I am appealing to you that this is my worthless life. Please be causelessly merciful. Engage me in your service. When, O Gurudev, will the tumultuous pandemonium of material existence stop echoing in my ears? So I'm repeating the words of the acharyas, but I'm saying it as I, as though it's mine. So gradually, these impressions act. Srila Gurudev explained that if you have a rock, a big rock, and you have a big rope, and you go back and forth with the rope on the rock, it doesn't do anything. But if you keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, gradually it starts making an impression. So repeated activities gradually make impressions on the heart, and those impressions are called sanskars. And those sanskars determine our decisions, our association, and our advancement. A decision means, suppose my husband says to me, if you continue your bhajan and your bhakti and stop taking us to the movies, stop coming with me and the kids to the movies, then I'll take poison and give the kids poison. So then I have to decide, I have to think about it, is my husband bluffing, or even if he's not bluffing, will Krishna save the situation, or should I leave my bhakti and do the sense gratification, or what? So I'm yes, no, yes, no. And depending on my sanskars, which make me do sukritis and bring me to bhakti, depending on those sanskars, my decision will be determined. So Gurudev also said how to sing the bhajans. That is, we pray to the person who wrote the bhajan that this is your bhajan, it's not my bhajan, because it's not my... Bhajan means absorption in seeing everything in relation to Krishna. If I see water, I remember the Jamuna. I remember how Krishna and his associates play in the Jamuna. Then I'll start remembering prayers to the Jamuna, or remember the pastimes, or I might remember Radhakund and songs to Radhakund, remember the pastime of Krishna and his associates at Radhakund. So this is bhajan, and then heart melting by that memory. So therefore, it's not my bhajan. It's the author's bhajan and the pure devotee's bhajans. So before, middle, and after, before, during, and after, I pray to the author to please put your bhajan in my heart so that it can become my bhajan. Make your words in my heart one. What is that verse in Sri Guru Charana Padma, Vasanti? She said, Guru Mukha Padma Vaikya Chitte Te Kariya Akya, which is correct. O Gurudev, when will my consciousness be purified by the words emanating from your lotus mouth? So these are the moods in which to pray. So we'll start the book at the beginning. The first thing, actually, even before the Mangalacharana means auspicious invocation, which means we're praying to invoke the auspicious presence of the personalities who we're singing to, starting from Gurudev. We start from Gurudev because we know he hears us. Because of everybody, of all the great pure devotees, he's the one that came and got me. And he's giving me his physical association. I get to hear his classes. He tells me what to do. So first we do bandana, or offer prayers to Gurudev. And then he takes us, if he's pleased, he takes us to his guru, and they take us to their guru up the line. And then they take us to the Vaishnavas, they take us to Gaura-Nitai and their associates, and they take us to Radha and Krishna and their associates. That's why we pray starting from guru. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. His lotus feet are the beginning of the path of bhakti, and Kevala Bhakati Sadma, they're the only abode of all the three levels of bhakti, namely Sadhan Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. It's not that, okay, I got the Guru's mercy, now I move on to something higher. But I need his mercy from beginning to end. So even before the auspicious invocation, we begin by the Jaya Dvani prayers. Jai means victory. Parajai means defeat. So we're praying to Guru and the whole disciplic succession, please defeat the enemy. Who is the enemy? My lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. And my senses, which are dragging me. Like Prabhupada gave the analogy of a man who went home. He was a, what do you call somebody who has a lot of wives? Bigamist, trigamist, quadruplemist, polygamist. And so he went home to one of the wives' houses, but they were all there. And each one grabbed a different sense, or a different limb. One of them grabbed one arm, another arm, another his head, another his leg. And they were all dragging him in their direction, saying, come on and join me, come on and join me. And then he just got ripped apart. So our senses do that. Prabhupada gave the example because he was giving a class, and all of a sudden I see some Americans here in this audience, and Americans, maybe it's also in other countries, they have ice cream trucks where they like jingle a little tune, and the kids all come running out and they ask their mother for a dime or a dollar and they buy the ice cream. So there was a little jingling ice cream truck And Prabhupada heard that. What is that? The devotee said, it's ice cream. Ice cream? Don't go for that. He said, that is Maya. And then he imitated the jingle. He said, come on, enjoy me. Come on, enjoy me. Just like the senses. Different kinds of living entities get pulled by different senses. Like the fish gets pulled by its tongue. And that's why the fisherman drops the worm on a hook, mind you. And he's so greedy he can't control his tongue. He grabs for the worm. His tongue gets all gashed and bloody from the hook. And he gets carried up in the air by the fisherman. The bee can't control his sense of smell. And so he goes to the... He gets attracted by the fragrance of the Venus flytrap. And he goes right in there. And then the Venus flytrap closes up. And he suffocates. And then the deer, he can't control his ears. So the hunter plays a flute. And the deer becomes attracted by the flute and he falls into a ditch and gets captured. The eye. Who can't control the eye? I don't remember. And what else is there? The touch. I don't remember the last two, but you get the idea. So, who's the enemies? My senses are the enemies. Please defeat my energy, my enemies, the senses, and my six pushings. My mind, my anger, my genitals, my belly, my mind, and my words, and my lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy. And you take over, just like a conquered country takes over the, just as the conqueror country takes over the conquered country. So please take over all the enemies and make them yours and control them. That's the meaning of Jai. So here we're saying Jai to our Gurudev, his Gurudev, his Gurudev, all the Gurudevs, all the Vaishnavas, then up to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, to the Goswamis, to Gornatai, their associates, Radha and Krishna, their associates, Vrindavan, the pastime places of Vrindavan, to Harinam, and to all the unlimited Vaishnavas. Why do we do that? For I don't know how many years I used to think this was part of the program because I came in touch with the Jayadwani in 1966 because our Prabhupada would say Jayadwani after every kirtan. And we would all bow down. I thought it was something that you just wait to be finished so that you get to the real part of the program. But every part of the program is so real. And every part of the program can give us bhakti. We have an opportunity to, although it's very quick, to take shelter of that particular personality, along with his qualities, and beg for the qualities that he has to come into us. So there are very nice translations of the Jayadwani prayers, like Vishnupad, Om Vishnupad. Vishnupad means that the spiritual master is the representative of the lotus feet of Vishnu. Vishnu meaning Vikritam Brajabadubir Idam Cha Vishnu. That Vishnu who danced in a rasa dance with the gopis. Vishnu means everywhere. So that Vishnu is everywhere with the gopis, and we want his shelter. Astotra Sata means 108. 1 and 8 means 9. 9 is the highest number. So there's the highest number of Sris, or spiritual, material, mystic opulences in Sri Guru. So by knowing the meanings, we can have faith that we can take shelter there and he can give us what we're asking for during the time period where we're saying his ki jai. Ki means apostrophe. So it should be your victory. Haridas Thakur, it should be your victory over my mind and senses. Gurudev, it should be your victory over my mind and senses. Like that. In some of the songs we sing, we start from the top, not the bottom. In other words, those who are furthest away from us, not who are closest to us. Like Krishna Hoite Chatra Mukha Hoi Krishna Seva Mukhi. Here we're starting with Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Vyas, Madhva, Akshobhya, and so many others, down to Madhavendra Puri, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to his associates, down to Baladev Bijabhusan, to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. We're going, it seems, backwards. But it's not going backwards. Srila Gurudev explained it like this. I'm praying to the one that's the most far, but then I realize, but wait a minute, I can't get your mercy unless I get your follower's mercy. So then I pray to the follower, and then I say, wait a minute, I can't get your mercy until I pray to your follower. And so it keeps going back until it comes to Guru. So in this way, we say Jaya Dwani prayers as soon as we get up in the morning, before our Mangalartik, either group Mangalartik or individual Mangalartik, it doesn't matter. Before Prasadam, we say part of the Prema Dwani prayers up to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then we say Bhagavat Mahaprasad Seva Ki Jai. Because we need, first we say the prayer to Prasadam, Mahaprasade Govinde, and then the other prayers, Sarira Avijajal, and then we say the Jayadwani prayers up to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then the Ki Jai to Bhagavat Mahaprasad Ki Jai. Because we need all those personalities' mercy to conquer over my tongue, which just wants to enjoy the nice taste, and my mind, which just wants to complain if the taste isn't quite nice enough, or if there's too much salt or too little salt, or I didn't get enough sweets. So, O Gurudev, O Bhaktivinoda Thakur, O Param Gurudev, please, O Prabhupada, please conquer over all these senses and mind and tongue, so that when I taste the Mahaprasadam, I taste it as what it is, Mahaprasade Govinde, that I'm really experiencing Govinda, that I'm really experiencing the pure Nam, that I'm really experiencing the pure Vaishnavas in their pure service to Radha and Krishna. And when I say Govinda, I mean Radha Govinda, not Govinda standing there all by himself. Radha Govinda means they're not standing there by themselves either. They're standing in Vrindavan with their associates, doing something. They're not just in a row. They're engaged in pastimes. So the prasadam is not different from the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But I just taste it as dal and rice, and I wish there was pizza, but there's not. So therefore I'm praying to these personalities in a prayerful mood, that if I offend prasadam, which I can do and just enjoy it, I can go on doing that for millions of births. But at the same time, if I'm doing that, then I also have to have death in between the births, and I have to be in the womb before the birth comes, and then I have to get bitten by the worms in my mother's abdomen while I'm in that thing, then I have to come out of the womb upside down and get slapped by the doctor, and I'm all bloody. I don't even have to get so philosophical or historical. Just today I've had so many miseries. This one insulted me. That one accidentally stepped on my toe. And they said they're sorry, but it didn't change the situation that I have a crushed in toe. So, and I have so many anxieties and problems today. And it's because I'm offending Prashadam. But I can't not offend Prashadam. So, oh, people in the Jayadwani, please help me so that I can honor Prashadam properly. So I can properly serve Prashadam. What does serving Prashadam mean? Praying to Prashadam that you are non-different from Radha, Govinda, the holy name, the Vaishnavas. Therefore, you can give me what they can give me. So please give me what they can give me, which is praying, and take away my Maya. So now I'll ask if there's any... Now we've finished our discussion of Jayadwani for the day. And we'll ask if there's any questions or comments. Tomorrow we'll begin the discussion of the Mangalacharya prayers. And of course the Jayadwani prayer discussion can go on ad infinitum, as can any of the bhajans. So are there any questions or comments? Okay, so we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudeva ki jai, Sri Gauri ki Tigurj ki jai, Jayadwani ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Vihari Hari Bo, Pancha Kalpa Churya, Jisipa Sanyadeva cha, Vidhanam Palani, Vyavaishnavi, Vyavaishnavi,